LPD.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Good morning everybody. Welcome on Delta FM 90.2. I'm Adrien and I will be your presenter. I'm going to introduce the topic. We're going to talk about criminality in South Africa. To do so, we have three guests. Hugo, a journalist who worked in this country during 5 months. Simon, a famous historian. And Maxim, a member of Doctor Without Borders. So, Simon, hello, we're happy to welcome you today. First question for you, Simon. Can you explain us what's the apartheid?
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about that. The apartheid has been voted on the 2nd of November in 1960 and installed in 1961. The apartheid is a segregation between black and white people. Nelson Mandela's party decided to fight against it because he disagreed with decision of white politicians. Nelson Mandela was arrested and imprisoned in 1962. 20,000 persons were killed in civil war. The apartheid really ended in 1994. Now a some insecurity reigns in Johannesburg. The criminality rate is higher with a lot of traffic of guns.
Why was Nelson Mandela arrested?
Because the government didn't accept that a black man gave his opinion.
Okay, so go back to the subject of criminality. Hugo, why criminality has got links with the economic situation of the country?
In South Africa, the apartheid is in the mind of everybody. I will say that the apartheid is the linear element of the criminality increase, because in the apartheid, white people live in good condition and black people live in really bad condition. So they start stole food because they were hungry. It's because of this if the criminality increased and the black people were ate by all white people.
In 1995, there were 30 deaths in a day. A study has been done on 394 rapes. 272 was declared at the police, only 5 rapes passed in 12 months, and just one was condemned.
So now, what's the link with the situation of the country?
The jobs are not declared at the fisc. This black market represents millions of dollars. The United will save less revenue. There is more tax and the population enter in a black market.
Has it only negative point?
No, because people has got more money, so the power to buying grow up and they buy things will get taxed, so they give money to the government by the tax.
Maxim, what kind of people can you see in the refugee camp?
For example, I know a man who came in South Africa 2 years ago to find a work. So he was a trader and his neighbor burned his shop because he was a stranger and his brother ran the shop. So he lost his house, his shop, and his brother. If there is so much crime, it's because a stranger came in South Africa and there were more lift, so they took the job of the people who live there.
Okay. Hugo, can you explain me your travel in South Africa?
When I arrived, the resident looked me strangely because I was a stranger. The first day, I went in a jail and talked with a keeper. They told me a lot of people prefer go to jail because if they stay outside, they're gonna be killed. They also told me jailers often hit them. For example, last year a keeper died because a jailer cut him. It's a hard experience because habitants are used to see murders. There are a lot of gangs. I spoke with a member of a gang who's called 21. He wasn't scared to kill somebody. Being a gang ensures security. I agree with Simon when he said the black market represents millions of dollars because it's less expensive than companies. That increases unemployment.
Medicine without borders are in bad condition. We need more medicines for help all the population.
Of course, you need medicines. But you've got the money for it.
Can you repeat, please?
You need medicines, but you've got the money for
it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, we have, but it's really expensive, and we can't build a refugee camp. And all the country, we are in insecurity because we can be killed at every time.
Well, the apartheid is still in the mind of everybody. But now, the problem is strangers who come in South Africa to find a work. And they are most skilled, and so they stole jobs of South Africans. So it led to war gang and civil war. But the criminality has got only negative points, because gangs made money, and so they need to buy food or weapon, and this money go to the government. Okay, I hope you appreciate the show. See you on Monday for the next show. Bye-bye.
MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.